Everybody, well, here we are for another BBS program. Today is Wednesday, and the date is July 15th, 2015. So let's begin with clearing here for these numbers as far as 7/15/2015. So here we go, clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that feels good. And let's do a clearing for maybe anxieties and things that people have had. So here we go. Think of your situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And yawning here again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Let's bring up the light beams. And most people normally will have three of them up. So here we go. Going to charge them all up at one time. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay, let's see if our co-host is on tonight. Are you out there around, Michelle?
I am. I'm here, and hope everyone's having a great Wednesday night. I believe the date is 7/15/15. That sounds right, Ron?
7/15/15, yes.
Can we clear that date?
Yeah, I just did that, but I'll do it again here. So just, okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. Back to you.
Okay. I noticed when I wrote the date that there's several ways to write it. So it was either with an extra 20 in there or just 15/15. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. To start out with here, we have a testimonial that's about alien head connectors. I thought it was really good, so I thought I'd read it. It says, I have been running the alien head connectors and implant removal clearing in conjunction with the satellite timeline crash for 3,000 minutes at a time. My experience is that running these clearings simultaneously is an excellent way of unplugging from the matrix. I am able to stay in the now with my awareness much more and identify mind control programs for what they are rather than being trapped in them. From there, I have clarity to identify what other clearings I need to free myself up and clean myself out. These clearings are game changers. So I haven't even done it yet, but I was going to actually write these down. So I'll just repeat them. Maybe people want to write them down in case they want to do these together. So the ones that were mentioned were the alien head connectors and implant removal and the satellite timeline crash. And I believe those are free clearings that you have on the website listed under free clearings on the left-hand side. And the person runs them for quite a bit of time, but I think the key is that they say they run them together. So that sounds pretty great. I'm definitely going to do that.
It's nice to hear people finding ways to use the clearing and to, you know which ones, maybe after trial and error, which ones seem to work out the best for them. So, yeah, it's really nice to have people, you know, talk about this. So back to
you. It's great. It helps us all. You know, say, oh, that kind of works for you. Okay, great. Well, good. Let us know. We'd love to hear it. So, okay, and I just want to do a couple more, and then Ron and I are going to do kind of a special program tonight for women's health and birth issues. But I wanted to do read a couple emails before that, and hopefully maybe people can, knowing what the show is going to be about, maybe find some other people who might want to be on the call tonight or listening tonight. So let me just read a couple of these, some emails that we got in. This one says, I started the timeline crash, so you will probably be picking up on it on Coast to Coast. More detail was given about the use of artificial intelligence as the commander, so maybe these are the clones with human skin you mentioned a while ago. And the beginning of the email started out in the subject line saying, "Today is the start of military maneuvers in unknown states." I don't know much about that, Ron. Have you heard anything about that?
Just vaguely a little bit about nothing that I've read myself, but what I have heard is that the military is doing maneuvers in, I thought they said Texas, maybe elsewhere, and working with some type of computer system and looking for people that, or maybe, I don't know, maybe people that are more of the sovereign movement or something, or maybe they have stockpiled a bunch of guns or something. I don't know. You'd have to go on and, you know, do your own research on that. So I don't deal with that myself. So I can't tell you exactly what is going on, but I have heard something like that. Using some special high-tech computer to find people. So maybe they collect all the data through emails or something, and then they sort of, you know, draw a conclusion. We'll say that this person, you know, has a bunch of guns or something. Maybe they talk about guns a lot. I don't know. So anyway, and the computer, I guess, finds them. So that's my understanding. May not be exactly right, but that's kind of what I've heard. May only be, you know, 30% correct. But anyway, that's what I heard.
Right.
It's out of my jurisdiction, so back to you.
Right. Yeah, and I think maybe what they were talking about was they were saying that some military personnel, and I know you've mentioned it before, that government personnel are often cloned out, but 95% of the population is in general, so I don't know if that was anything special or different.
Yeah, don't know.
No.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to read another one then. Okay, so this one says, "Soul Transplant Transmission. A healer I know, who is very famous, offers healing transmissions using invocations and chants via books and allows you to connect through that. I am wondering what transmission I am getting, since some transmissions could connect you to aliens. I feel things coming into my body when I do them." Oh, maybe you want to not do those. What do you think of that, Ron?
Yeah. Well, there you go. The answer's in the question. So, yeah, if you're feeling something, it's some type of thing, you know, then you may not want to do it any longer. And I couldn't tell you what you're connecting yourself to. But just know that it may not ever go away from you. So, anyway, yeah,
well,
I guess I could just say curiosity killed the cat, you know? So, mm-hmm. If you are doing that, some weird stuff, and you, you know, are feeling a little strange, then, you know, run away, you know? So, get away from it. But what you've done to yourself during the process, you know, they may not want to ever take it away from you. Oh, that's the good and bad of it. That's why you don't want to do stuff like that. Back to you.
Yeah, and if you feel that that is an energy that you have created too much around you and you did want a clearing, I think the dark side practitioner's clearing would probably help, because that person is in the mental matrix and they mention that.
Yeah, that, and
there is,
you know,
a,
yeah, then get yourself off of those timelines that you will willingly put you on. Oh, that's what I would say to do. Get off of those timelines. So it doesn't sound too good to me.
So,
you know,
Ron,
you
is
got awareness
chanting?
Now that you may not want to do it ever again. You do have to be responsible, you know, if you wish to, for yourself, and get yourself off of those timelines that you put yourself onto. So back to you.
So is chanting and holding body positions for a long period of time, are those all forms of mind control?
Yeah, it'd have to be because you're doing it. You're using your mind to control a body a certain way, so that is mind control. And who or what's telling you to do that, you know? So it is mind control, definitely. And you're using your mind to do something like that. And is it a natural thing that your body normally does all the time? You know, you'd probably say, no, I have to run this mental program, mind program, to tell my body what to do. So who's giving you that information? Where did it come from? And whoever it came from, what are they doing with it? And how are they controlling you? Maybe they're a handler. Maybe they are here to handle, you know, 10,000 people. So they create this and tell people that they need to do this. So anyway, the whole thing is, you know, if it's not something that you do every day normally, naturally, before you have this practice, learning this, then chances are it's not going to do you much good. So it's not a normal thing, and it's a program that you're running. Oh, that's the way the dark side works. So back to you.
Yes, it works really well, apparently. It really can suck people in. It seems so nice, but it's not good usually. Okay, so I just wanted to read one more before we get into what we were going to work on. It says light percentage. It says, what percentage of light is on the earth with the people? Is it like 70-30 or 95-5% light? Is it getting better?
Boy, I really can't say the percentage. Is it getting better? So the percentage, I can't tell you. Is it getting better? Well, it doesn't matter if it's getting better. Are you getting better? It doesn't matter. All you have to do is know that you're it. Well, as you look all around, then finally look at yourself, then you're the one that you need to work on. So it really has nothing to do with anybody else and how much energy they're carrying, you know, how much they're in their body, let's put it that way. The whole thing is you. So you need to work on yourself to get rid of your baggage, your stuff, so you can carry more spirit energy that you had when you were born. So that's how I would probably answer that. People think the planet's frequency is going up or whatever. No, it's still the same. It's just that as you get more spirit energy, then you think you're evolving more, but you're probably more evolved when you were first born than you are now. Because then you glowed, and you weren't in judgment. So if you want to be more light, then you got to go back and be a baby, and that would be probably impossible to do. And so that's the whole process. Each lifetime you lose more. You know, when you're born, you start losing more and more of you. And when you die, you have less of spirit energy than you came in with because you gave it away. Or it got stolen by the aliens. Back to you.
Okay, so returning to innocence is the theme. So with that, I wanted to talk about something that I guess more than 50% of the people in the world probably have dealt with, and that is, and hopefully do some healings around this particular subject, but it's the idea of birth and birth trauma. And I wanted to do maybe some healings on women that have given birth and whatever may have occurred.
Okay, so yeah, I guess birth trauma, giving birth, could be a lot of different things. I think most people would probably think of pain during that process. So keeping it very simple, we'll release that. So here we go. One, this is pain if you gave birth in this lifetime. So I'll do it three times in case you happen to have three children out there. So here we go. First, a child, that'd be your oldest one. One, two, three, four, and five. and this is, you know, this is for women. And next one will be your second child, if that's the case. So one, two boys, two, three, four, and five. And third child, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And there may be anxieties about birth that you have went through. So first child, that could be anything. You know, am I going to be okay after, you know, giving birth? Is my baby going to be okay? You know, there's all these anxieties that I'm sure a mother has. So here we go. First child, one, and just think whatever fits for you. One, two, three, oh boy, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And I'll do another one. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Now let's do one for the men. So we'll just loop them all together because there's really no pain involved there. If you had any anxieties, maybe about having a child or whatever, fear of your wife maybe possibly dying during the process, that happens, and or whatever you went through, you know. Here we go. So, and maybe you might even have guilt. You might have guilt that you're not delivering and you're seeing your wife suffering, you know, having pain. That could be one, too. So here we go. This is your choice. So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. I don't know what else we could do. We could probably, anything else you can think of with giving birth?
Well, it was mentioned that how about women who haven't given birth and have some fear of it, or they have seen the many shows that they have, or movies or TV shows that they have portrayed it that would trigger someone's DNA from a past life?
Okay, so I guess you're saying a woman's watching a movie and they've never given birth, and they see a lady in the hospital setting or something, and they're crying and screaming because of the pain, and now the person watching is having a reaction. So if that sounds like you out there, we'll even do a clearing for you. So here we go. Women who haven't given birth in this lifetime but react to seeing that, fears, et cetera, or maybe even feel pain. So here we go, releasing that energy. One, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. This is all pretty heavy stuff. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Well, back to you.
Okay. And then, so to include the men, like you said, I'm sure there's a lot of men who also see this, and maybe they have had a past life where they were a woman and this happened to them. But I know men want to make sure that their women are happy and healthy. So I don't know if there would be any kind of sympathy pain that they might feel as well.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. And heavy two. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
Okay.
Breath here. Wow. Still, heavy.
Is it heavy? I still have a couple more.
Okay.
A couple more suggestions that have come in. How about the pain for a woman or a man of not having children in this lifetime, and then getting past the point when you can have children? and possibly being shamed or feeling odd, like you hadn't completed something.
Okay.
I know this. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, your mother, father-in-law look at you funny, and they go, where's our grandchildren, right?
Right.
Hey. Well. Anyway, here we go. So, probably heavy clearing here again. So, one. Oh, yeah. Two. Three. Four. And five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you.
Okay. And then another suggestion was for people who have lost children to death or abortion.
Okay, here we go. We do have that woman's clearing up on the website, too, on the left side. So here we go. One, two, three, oh boy, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
Okay. And then another suggestion was for men, possibly if they had been tricked into being a father.
Okay.
And they possibly weren't ready for it.
Okay, here we go. So, one, two, oh boy, three. That one's really heavy. Four and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Do it one more time. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
Okay. And let's see. One more would be for women who got pregnant accidentally. And also probably we're not ready for it.
Okay. So here we go. See some of these energies. One, two, oh boy, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. What?
Okay. Pretty heavy, huh?
Yeah, this is pretty heavy.
And there are a couple clearings on the website if a person wanted to do a whole life clearing. I know there's an abortion and miscarriages clearing, and I believe that's by the month. And then I know there's also a mother regret for having children clearing. I can't quite remember the exact name of it, but there's something on there for mothers. And then, Ron, I was also hoping we could get a clearing to get rid of entities that might be attaching themselves to women in their DNA line that are experiencing monthly pain that they would remember because they had experienced it as well.
Okay, so here we go. Well, that could almost even be like a reoccurring barcode, you know. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. we have a response about this particular subject. It says, how about a media clearing for childbirth, but about what you see? And it says, most of the directors for TV and movie scenes around childbirth are men, and they make it very scary and shrieky. Women generally make lower-toned moans. So that, just watching it could add to the fear, even though that may not necessarily be reality because it's a movie. But that's a very good point.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do a clearing for that.
Okay.
So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Boy, okay. They're all pretty heavy things.
I'm sure. I mean, this is the one thing that continues our race in general, so it's pretty much something that on some level or another, everyone has had to deal with some emotions or physical issues dealing with it, so... Thank you, Ron, for clearing all those. That was a lot. So we have another response, and it says, sometimes it isn't a loss of children, but our spirit on a timeline that seems like a loss of life. It simply needs to be brought back to the body. So, yeah, I think that's even one of the reasons why people have children is because they want themselves to continue in some manner. So maybe what they really want is to have their spirit brought back. And until now, we've really been limited in how to make that happen.
Clearing for one and to keep your family line alive, okay? So who knows? Here we go. So one, two, and you wonder why you keep getting that, okay? One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke.
Yeah, I know. That's an ancient thing to want to keep your family and your name alive, keep it going. It's a major theme for a lot of kingdoms and a lot of countries, a lot of people. So if I get any more feedback in the chat forms, I will read them, but I don't have anything new right now, so we could move on unless there's anything else that you wanted to talk about with this, Ron.
No, that's good enough.
Yeah, that's pretty good, huh? And so if people wanted to have somebody listen to this that wasn't able to hear it tonight, or they want to introduce some of Ron's work, and this might be a good way because it's been a problem or something that somebody's thinking about and they want to introduce the radio shows to their friends, these healings work three more times, right, Ron, if they were to listen to it?
Yes, that is correct, uh-huh.
Okay, so they can be used way more than once and hopefully introduce more people to this and hopefully heal some more people. So I was going to just go on with another question that we have, and it says gravity lines. Isn't it true that the lines that control gravity are similar to what the aliens use to control the people and also create parallel realities?
Gravity line. I don't know on that one. It does make sense, I think. Don't know what to say on that, but I think it makes sense. Oh, back to you.
Yes, maybe. It's very interesting if you, I sometimes learn about different things that scientists have found throughout the ages, and they see all sorts of things that we can't explain what it does now, but it has to do with whatever energy exists in that place. And they think it must have been some sort of an energy system or something. So it's always very interesting, but it's always only speculation because we really don't know. So, and I suppose we'd have to go back to that timeline to actually find out. Okay, so another one says, I just wanted to share another lie that these dark side practitioners are preaching. They talk a lot about patience. They said that everything happens in divine order and that humanity is conditioned for instant gratification, and we need to remember that everything has divine timing. Well, here's what I realized. Number one, in the light, there is always the now, and because of this, everything happens in an instant. There is no such thing as having patience in the light. And number two, on a planet of darkness, like Earth, we are told that everything has divine timing. This comment is nothing more than an insidious way to put humans on timelines. So people must do timeline crashes to get off these dark side timelines that want to tell you the lie that everything happens in divine order. I find this interesting because I've heard that a lot.
Well, the only divine order that there is the alien program order. There's no divine order in there. In their divine order, yeah. In the light of the darkness, you could call that their divine order. There's no such thing as that in the light. So their programs are in sequential order, probably for them, which you could call divine order. So maybe you can continue on with that. I just wanted to kind of interject that. Because a lot of people think that they're being guided or controlled, controlled is a word that probably may not fit there, but they are being controlled. But they think they're being guided by some being out there to get them to do something, as they think it's whispering in their ear, like, hey, this is Archangel Michael, I'm talking to you. Better understand that you are getting this transmission, so you need to go do this here, you know? People go, oh boy, yeah, that's great. I'm blessed now by Archangel Michael being on my right ear, you know? Last year they had Jesus in their left. So you have to realize that these are strictly stuff that is not, it would be in divine order with the aliens, but as far as light, doesn't exist. So back to you.
Yeah, I think that is what they were saying, and that's great because, yes, otherwise you're thinking, oh, well, first of all, you're thinking, so that's not good, but you're not just in peace where you are. You're thinking about something that could happen in the future, and so you're also in a state of wanting and desire, and you're not just in the state of have and peace like right now, so... That is an interesting trick. That's a very good observation. Okay, so we have another one. It says, when a person gets on drugs and becomes hostile, isn't that because of the mind control programs that controls an inactive mind that cannot perform? So would that be implants?
That could be implants, yeah.
Yeah. Are there any implant clearings that we could do on?
Yeah, let's do one for maybe not understanding. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. So whatever you'd like to use yourself, if you have that state or are taking something. So here we go. Releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. So back to you.
Okay. So we have a question about running the clearings. It's a kind of a general question. It says, when I run clearings now, I just run enough while my body is affected by the energy getting cleared. And then stop the clearing, usually soon after the energy stops running through my body. Is this when the clearing is done, or should I allow it longer, like for the timeline crashes or space clearing?
I would do it longer, because you might be feeling the energies leaving you, and you might think they're all gone. I would still continue it maybe one-third of the time longer, okay? Just to make sure that it's off of you.
Okay. Right, because you might not feel it anyway, but it's still doing something.
Yes, that is correct.
And I also know that sometimes I'll just put in, like, it seems like a random number, which is fine, whatever I think I need it as long for. And I know that you've said in the past, and it has also been my experience, that right towards the end, it, like, more seems to happen. Like, they kind of put a little push towards more energy. Right before it's about to expire.
Yeah. That could be a possibility, but maybe your body's finally integrating, you know, with that energy. I think the energy is probably pretty consistent. I don't think it's going to be ramped up more, you know, during the process of doing a clearing near the end. Oh, back to you.
Okay. All right. This one says, is a question, like, okay, is there any exception for this? Like, during a whole lifetime clearing, to request to clear everything during the alien attack stage or the space clearing or the self-empowerment? When you do a whole life clearing, doesn't it just go and clear everything during that age?
It'll do what you put in into the subject box is what you want to clear. It'll clear that. It'll only clear what you're specifying to have cleared, which will be normally one particular maybe issue, situation, or something. So the clearings are not on the website for you to say, you know, I need everything in my life cleared, and that's what I'm going to put down in the box, and I'll let the timer run for a month. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to have an issue. The light needs to see what your issue is so it can take it away from you. So you have to remember, you have to look at what program is running in you, and then you put that program, and that will be cleared. So clearing away programs, it's not going to clear away everything that is a program. Back to you.
Okay. And it only does one thing at a time, because it's pretty gentle energy.
Yeah, okay. It'll just clear what you put down.
All right. So we can't just say everything. Because, your life is your choice, and I guess if you were to clear everything, that would be ascension, which would be great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we have another question. It says, when you get an operation, is the body taken to a spaceship for such and a clone put in the person's place at the local hospital, or how is this fabricated?
So the person's asking when they go to the hospital, and they're being operated on by a doctor, are they or could they be taken up to a ship to be worked on as an abduction by aliens? Is that what they're asking?
Yes, I believe so.
I would say that could be a possibility, yes. That could be happening. Remember, we're not in control of our time. Okay, so, everybody know, in that operating room, we'll say, if that's happening, and even in life, they're assuming that they're there, maybe the operation's for, 45 minutes. So they're assuming that everything is going to happen in 45 minutes from the time they start to the time they end. Well, that's human time. Alien time, that same 45 minutes could be, a couple of years, because they can stop time, stop your time. You'll be frozen in space, in place, I should say, and in space, too. And they can abduct the person, leave you there with nobody on the operating table. The person could be off of the table being worked with for whatever reason, on a ship, we'll say, and then brought back, and then time is started up over again. And if something went wrong, we'll say in an operation, and the aliens wanted to save your body, well, we're not talking about how the light ship works. We're just talking about abductions in general. So let's just say that you are the key big pooba for the dark side, okay? And you all of a sudden now developed something going on, where you needed an operation. So the aliens go, we can't have this person die. The doctor here isn't really that skilled in what they're doing. Our technology is, 1,000 years in the future. So what we're going to do now, we're going to have them go to the hospital, and Mr. Puba here is now going to be abducted onto our ship. We will actually correct the problem with our technology, making it think the doctor, down here did everything. Now, let's just say that the doctor did something and he made a mistake. All of a sudden, you hear the word oops, any kind of blood vessel or something. So all of a sudden, that person could be abducted onto a ship. The aliens could fix the blood vessel, beam them back down again. They can take time and move it backwards, maybe 5 seconds, before that accident occurred. Nobody would know the difference. And then the doctor would go through their procedure, and maybe they would maybe control his hand so he didn't make that mistake and continue on with the operation. And maybe they did the complete operation, and then at the very end, as you're in the recovery room, you're beamed up to the ship, and now the aliens look at you and say, man, this doctor did really this crappy job on this guy. We got to keep our big pooba here alive, okay? So what we're going to do now is reoperate on him. So they could reoperate and fix him, and the doctor will think that they did a great job because the person recovered. So can the aliens do that? Yes, they can. They're in control of time. That answer the question?
Yeah, I think so. It is a possibility. How do you think it happens if they're not going to get anything from it? If the person doesn't know, or do you think they're hoping?
They're making the person live longer to be their dark side practitioner here.
Oh.
Maybe the person, was going to die, and they go, we can't have this person die. This person has a following of, 5 million people behind them, and we can't have the person die now because, we don't have somebody else trained to take their place. So we'll extend his life or her life 20 years. So we'll do this operation, and the person's good again.
Yeah. In which case, the person would probably be actually very happy.
Right.
That's the purpose of having an operation.
And then just to go a little sideways here, you probably all have had a situation to where maybe you're walking and let's just say, I guess a common thing if you have shoelaces, maybe one shoelace got untied or something, and then you stepped on the shoelace, and then you started to fall, okay? We've all had something like this happen, or you got caught in a cord or something, or twigs on the ground, and you started to fall, and then all of a sudden, something happened. And you don't know what happened, but something happened, and you broke away from what you were doing as far as the process of falling, and you corrected yourself, and you wonder, and then, you know, maybe your 1 foot moved quicker than it should have, and then all of a sudden, as you look back a second later, you go, wow, I could have had this bad accident, you know? And you wonder, what happened? So what happened could be anything, but anyway, I'll just leave it at that. So we've all had these weird experiences where something like that, you know, that you've experienced could have been really, really bad, but somehow you got pulled out of it. Nobody was around to help you, okay? And then you have the other flip side of the coin to where you kind of have a sense that something is lurking out there ready to get you, and you know you shouldn't have went down that trail, or you should have been watching your step because you probably saw the timeline already ahead of you, maybe a second or two, and maybe you tripped and fell, and maybe, let's just say you fell over and you went to catch yourself on the ground, and there's a stick poking up, and maybe you poked a stick through your hand, you know? And all of a sudden, you know, after that happens, you go, you know, I knew I shouldn't have done that. You know, where did that information come from? Well, it's probably from a timeline. They probably already had you, and you just didn't catch it quick enough and act upon it. You already saw it, but you didn't think it would happen to you. And now you look at it from hindsight, and you go, yeah, I wish I would have taken that, that warning that I had. You know, because I saw it and I just didn't believe it. And sure enough, you know, this happened to me. Anyway, that's another way of looking at it. A little bit sideways, you know, from the other one. But yeah, but things do happen. And sometimes you can get yourself out of it. And other times, you wish you could have. Back to you.
Yes, it is true. Truth is stranger than fiction. Okay, so we have a question, a little clarification about the timeline crashes. They ask, can I purchase timeline crashes for someone else?
Yes, timeline you can. Space time, I would not recommend doing them for somebody else. So just do the timeline crashes. Only because space time, it brings you back here instantly, normally, and it could change your reality a little bit. You're doing it yourself, you know that you're doing it. So you don't want to have your body jerk or something because you did a crash landing. No. So just think if you, okay, here's a scenario. Your good friend is a hair cutter, right? And so now they're cutting somebody's hair, and you go, well, I'm going to do timeline crashes because I know that they're picking up all this bad energy from people's hair. They get 20 people a day. Person comes home and their eyes are glossed over sometimes, or they have body pain and they just look different. Other times they look normal. So I'm going to do some timeline crashes because they're cutting people's hair, touching people. So you do that and you say, okay, now I'm going to do some space-time crashes because, you know, I did 20 of these. I'm going to do 10% of that. So I'm going to do a couple of space-time crashes. Now the person is cutting somebody's hair, right? And this is a person that's, you know, like to have their hair done properly, and all of a sudden you jerk, you have the hair cutter thing in your hand, and all of a sudden you zap their hair, and all of a sudden now they got like a Mohegan haircut or something, you know, on one side, because you jerked and your razor, you know, went zip, and now go, uh-oh, what do I do next here, you know? I don't know how I did that or why I did that. That's why you don't want to do space-time crashes. So, as you could have a reaction as your spirit comes into your body with a crash landing. The other way, it's very soft and gentle, but the space-time actually commands your spirit back to your body when it's found. So back to you.
Well, if they did it for someone else, if they knew that person was sleeping, like maybe if they lived with the person, would that be okay?
If they're sleeping, yes, no problem.
Okay.
Sure,
I know the person's sleeping. Okay.
If they're not sleeping and they're doing a job or doing anything, they're walking around, then, yeah, do not do space-time crashes.
Okay. Right, especially if you don't know it's coming. Okay, So we did get some more responses on the birth work that we did earlier. It says clearing for scar tissue and asking if we could do a clearing for C-section.
Okay, so let's do scar tissue. Oh, boy, another heavy one. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is for normal scar tissue, I guess, for regular childbirth. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, okay. Now we'll do C-section scar tissue. Let's do pain for that first here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do scar tissue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you had a C-section, I'm guessing, you might want to go on and I think it's a dollar to char some water, do some skin misting water, and do that put that on you. So see if that helps. So back to you.
Okay, great. All right, wonderful. Thank you. The rest of that sentence was to help stomachs or the whole area that never returned to normal giving birth, whether it was a normal birth or a C-section. And I do know people that have had lifelong issues.
Yeah, let's do one for, I guess, having the woman's hips spread apart, okay? And maybe tailbone, maybe problems or something, you know, broken tailbones or whatever. So here we go. Any of that seems to, affect you, just declare, say, what you want to have worked with. Or it could even be both. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, wow. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do one for you mothers out there, if you were in a hospital or even a baby, you know, and maybe you're in the maternity ward or whatever ward, everybody's giving birth at the same time, and you hear now this noise and screaming and crying and everything else, and you're the baby coming into this world, and you go, whoa. Where am I, you know? So let's first do one for the baby, which is you, being traumatized by something screaming, people screaming, yelling, or whatever. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See if that helps you. So, I think the people out there who have been reading too much of the news about things happening and things out there in the world, if that's affecting you, then you may want to do a media clearing. So if you hear something going on and you're really curious about it and it's something that may not be good, possibly, or just something that's happened, go in and do a media clearing to clean yourself off so you can be in the now. Otherwise, you're going to be on the timeline with everything else that the media is telling you, whether it be on the internet or on TV. But you want to be in the now. You don't want to be off on timeline because of some event that's going on that they say is going on. It may not even be real, you know? So, you know, that's a good thing to do. And there's a lot of disinformation out there. And, you know, you really don't know what's going on because you don't live there. For one thing, you know, you could, you know, watch the Weather Channel and they show everything happening all over. And is it really happening? You don't know. Okay, so they could show you footage of a tornado that happened 5 years ago, and they could say it just happened today, and you think that in that town that's going on. It may not even be true. It did happen 5 years ago. So you don't know, you know, what's real and what's not unless you actually have firsthand knowledge of it. And if you are seeing something that looks like it's real, then, you know, and it bothers you, then don't watch it or do timeline crashes on it, because you are living there on that timeline. They abducted you onto that. That could also make you want to see more of what's going on because you want to see what's going to happen to you on that timeline. But you want to get into the now. And, you know, if you do, you know, if you are curious about what's going on in the world, then definitely you're going to be doing a lot of timeline crashes because you're not living there until you get put onto those timelines and you see what's going on there. That's very negative. And that could also give you reoccurring barcodes. You know, they can give you, you know, it could even probably take away a lot of your clearings that you've had in the past because now you're reinfecting yourself with a bunch of stuff that doesn't pertain to you. Oh, anything to add? Looks like our show's about coming to a close here. I'll have you in there, Michelle, if you have anything to talk about quickly here.
Well, no, we just had one more comment, and it had to do with what you're talking about, that in some cultures, they teach the women, the louder you scream, the prettier your baby will be. And that this person was born in New York City around a lot of screaming, and it terrified her mother until it was explained. So it's very interesting that you did the clearing for us, the children, who were like, we're supposed to be screaming. It's okay, but we're hearing our mother scream. So thank you for that, Ron.
Okay, great. So job. Here we go, everybody. Mind a heart drop. So you have to command your spirit. Remember, all healings are a command. And you need to command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. Now, to activate that, we count from 10 to 1 backwards. You can do it less, 3, 2, 1, once you catch on how to do it. But I always do the long way for newbies who can actually feel the energy traveling down. So we do it 3 times. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go, everybody. You're at peace now. Have no thoughts. Which is good, and you're in the now. You're with your spirit and source energy that your spirit is giving you. So thank you, everybody. Good evening. Blessings to all. Thank you, ladies.